I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All righty, let's dive into talking some Twins baseball as the Twins continue their streaking ways, defeating the San Francisco Giants tonight here at Target Field by the score of 3-1. Welcome into Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. I am your host, Henry Lake, alongside producer Christopher Tubbs. Just a phenomenal game. First off, the weather just outstanding the entire day. Outstanding weather. Hot early, perfect temperature during the course of the baseball game tonight. 21,744 in attendance tonight, and this game went fast. 2 hours and 5 minutes, and it went fast because Chris Paddock was dealing. He shoved tonight. He was awesome. That was without question the best performance by one Chris Paddock in a Twins uniform. Chris Paddock was unbelievable tonight. Efficient, pitch count was always good. He never got into any real trouble. He went 7 3/3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 earned run. He struck out 6, and he walked no one on 83 pitches. 83 pitches. Chris Paddock looked, I don't even know how to really describe how he looked tonight. Because Chris Paddock has been somebody that struggles to get out of inning number 4 and 5. He was cruising tonight. He was dealing. And for a while there, it felt like he was going to give you about 8 innings. Now, he did get into, I wouldn't call it real trouble because they didn't allow him to get into any real trouble tonight. But when he got into the 7th inning, I was like, look, if he can go and give you another inning, that's fine. If he can't, the bullpen seems like they're going to be relatively fresh, and they came in and got it done. Coulomb got the save tonight. Louis Varland looked really, really good. But all props to Chris Paddock. I have to give him his props. And look, I've said this from day one, that going back to Twins Fest, and I said this directly to Derek Falvey, that I felt like he was somebody that you could look at and see the potential in the possible upside, but I said he was not somebody that I viewed as reliable, and he was a question mark. And a question mark meaning like you're not sure what you're going to get from him. Tonight, Chris, he was an absolute rock star. Chris Paddock, I take my hat off and I tip my cap to you, sir.
Absolutely amazing.
The sheriff.
Yeah, the sheriff was... I don't even have any puns because I'm blown away by how good Chris Paddock was. He was efficient, he was quick, he was confident, and you know something that they pointed out. I think it was in the post game that Gino.
No, it was Danny. He wasn't getting behind hitters.
He wasn't, and then I think it was Gino that mentioned the single pitch innings. He had 3 innings where he had less than 10 pitches. I mean, amazing. And you know, as I was, you know, leaving the ballpark and coming back here and getting ready and listening to the broadcast on the way back, and Danny, I think, Danny looked down and she's like, 42 pitches through, like, six innings? What? And Danny almost seems like he was, like, surprised at just...
No, I was shocked. When he was in the sixth inning, I think he was at, like, 62, and I was like, what? Is that right? I'm looking at the scoreboard, and I'm like, is that right?
Yeah, well, because, I mean, Chris Paddock this year, his MO has been he'll give you little stretches, and then he's got that one hiccup that can end up blowing up into something more. And, you know, not unlike kind of what we've seen with Pablo Lopez at times. I mean, and you know, Bailey Ober, we've seen guys that they've had good outings, but they've had to throw a lot of pitches, and that's put a lot of strain on your bullpen. Tonight, he gave you, I think the two words that they said tonight, length and efficiency, were, I mean, that was spot on. This was by far and away the best outing that you've ever gotten from Chris Paddock in a Twins uniform.
Yeah, it's not even close. Against a really good opponent in the San Francisco Giants that have 24 wins on the season.
Yeah, this isn't about the Giants. This is about Chris Paddock.
Yeah, and I think that – I don't know how you feel about this, but me and you talked earlier in the week about the back-to-back good outings that he's had. Not in terms of, like, he wasn't a rock star the last couple outings, but he was, like, solid, right? Like, something to build upon. I think that right now his confidence – he's riding high. Like I think that's scary for opposing teams because you know that Pablo Lopez is good. You know that Joe Ryan is good. You know that Bailey Ober is good. If Chris Paddock becomes what people believe he can be when healthy and right, then I think that the Twins pitching staff would become downright scary.
Chris Paddock has had a nice run, not only the two back-to-back. I'm going to go back even, you know, let's go back five more starts before that. Now, all losses by the Twins, but Paddock, five innings, two hits, two runs against the Tigers. Against Atlanta, five innings, three hits, one run. The White Sox, five innings, five hits, two runs. Against Cleveland, five innings, four hits, one run. And Boston, five innings, five hits, three runs. Those are all really good outings. If that is the baseline for what you're going to get from Chris Paddock, I guarantee the Twins would take that every fifth day without question.
The Boston Red Sox into the Baltimore Orioles and now into the San Francisco Giants, the Minnesota Twins have a six-game winning streak. They're getting hot at the right time. And also, ironically, they are getting healthy at the right time. Your thoughts, your opinions, 651-461-9226. Six-game winning streak, Chris. We'll take it any day of the week.
We will. And I was just doing a little bit of research, too, because, you know, I am do-your-own-research guy. That is tied for the longest winning streak with Kansas City and St. Louis. I mean, a six-game winning streak. Every team in the American League Central.
That's got to be second.
No, that's tied.
No. Kansas City's won seven in a row.
Okay, then it must not have been updated when I looked at it, because I looked at it just about a half hour ago.
Okay,
and it said that Kansas City had six, St. Louis had six, and we had six.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure that Kansas City has won seven in a row. Regardless, though, the Twins are hot right now. This is the only. There's no downside to having a six game winning streak.
You're right. You're right. They. Yeah, Kansas City now has won seven. So
they won seven in a row. Okay.
Yeah,
they've got the longest streak in Major League Baseball.
Who cares about Kansas?
No, we do care. And I'm going to tell you why we care, because that leads into my next point. It would just be – wouldn't it just be weird how the Twins have this massive – well, this good winning streak going on, and they're not able to make up any ground?
Yes.
That's the only frustrating thing. And I'm not blaming anyone. Like, it is what it is. You got the entire summer to close that gap. Mm-hmm. But think about that. You're on a six-game winning streak, and you're not able to make up any ground on Kansas City and Detroit.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're not losing any ground either.
No, I get that.
And you know, the Twins.
But you're already behind. What are we, seven back?
We're seven back right now. You're one under 500. These other teams have not really had one of those rough stretches that the Twins had.
Agreed.
So you just keep playing the sort of ball that you're playing. Eventually, these other teams are going to stub their toe a little bit. Not saying that, you know, it's going to be a, you know, 15-game losing streak, but you're not falling further behind. At worst, you're keeping pace. and you've overcome that awful start to the season.
Yeah, Chris Paddock tonight was the story. We'll get to some of the other guys in the lineup that played a big part in this victory tonight. But the bottom line is, it was all about Chris Paddock tonight. He was unbelievable, and he got his first win on the season after going that 7 1/3 innings. All right, 651-461-9226. Henry Lake doing final pitch from Target Field. We'll take our first break, and we'll come back, get to more talk around the Twins right here on The Good Neighbor.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas makes socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch, live here at Target Field. Twins win again by the score 3-1 against the San Francisco Giants. If you'd like to react, if you'd like to text the show, call into the show, 651-461-9226. That number again is 651-461-9226. And just like Chris Tubbs said last segment, the Minnesota Twins with their 6-game winning streak, the second-best winning streak in Major League Baseball. Only team that has a longer winning streak, and that is 7, is the Kansas City Royals. I believe Kansas City came from behind tonight against the Boston Red Sox at Kauffman Stadium, so they currently have a 7-game winning streak. All right, it's time to talk about who cooked tonight, so let's find out who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, and that individual, this is an easy one. We talked about him a lot in the opening segment. Clearly the star of tonight's game was one Chris Paddock. It was the best performance that he's had as a member of the Minnesota Twins, and it's not even close. For this evening, not only did he give you some length, but he also gave you 6 strikeouts. Here's one of them.
Appreciative of his efforts and a swinging miss, and down goes Wilmer Flores. 6 strikeout for Paddock matches a season high. He struts into the dugout.
I think the most impressive thing about Chris Paddock cooking tonight, Chris, was the fact that it wasn't just the length. It was the fact that he was so efficient, and he did not have any stressful innings. No, and that's the reason why he was able to pitch as many innings as he did tonight. He did not have any stressful innings. You talked about the single-digit innings that he pitched tonight.
Yeah, that's – we know that Rocco and this coaching staff, they are going to be overly conservative when it comes to managing the pitch counts and making sure that they're not putting their starters into harm's way. And especially when you've got a guy like Chris Paddock who's got just a lengthy history of arm issues. What I enjoy about tonight is you get into the 6th inning, and he's retired his first 17. And people are thinking it, even if nobody's saying it, you know, people are looking at the scoreboard and, you know, what are we going to see? But then he gives up the hit, but then he goes right back out there. And he gets into the 8th inning. I love that Rocco let him go and kind of let him get into a little bit of a jam. And Louis Varland came into a dirty inning. I am very happy that he got a chance to go out there and get himself into a little bit of trouble, because how often has Chris Paddock had the opportunity to get himself into trouble to see if he can get himself out of it, even with a short bullpen?
But I feel like right now, at least in the last couple of weeks, let's say 2 to 3 weeks, don't you feel like the manager has given the starting pitchers more opportunities to go as far as they can?
Oh, yeah, he has. Yeah. Yeah, he has. But I think what makes Chris Paddock different is kind of how you feel like maybe you have to handle him with kid's gloves because of the injury history. Because you don't want to push him. You want to make sure that you get as much out of him, but you don't want to completely empty the tank to the point that you're going to burn out the engine. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think Rocco knew how far he could go with him. And I'm happy that he didn't pull him too soon. I think tonight it was just right. I mean, I think the last couple of weeks, let's give Rocco a ton of credit for how he's been managing this team, the lineup and the starting rotation and the
he's
bullpen.
Been doing great.
Rocco has done a phenomenal job over the last, 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. That's who cooked tonight. Chris Paddock brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Cook like the pros with the product that eliminates guesswork. Chef IQ Sense. Check them out at chefiq.com. Couple other people to give some props to tonight for the Minnesota Twins. Harrison Bader continues to not only get and collect hits, he got another hit tonight, but he's just been phenomenal with regards to his defense. That's where he has always been stellar.
Yeah.
Is playing great defensively. And he's also doing a good job of stealing bases. I mean, he's got some speed. Like in Kansas City, they used to say, that's what speed do.
Mm-hmm.
He is utilizing his speed. And Carlos Correa starting to put some hits together, a couple of more hits tonight. And Byron Buxton continues to get hits, a couple more hits tonight, including a triple there early.
It's a complete team effort. And it's amazing how a healthy Byron Buxton just changes everybody's mindset. And if you've got Byron Buxton that is healthy and doing what Byron Buxton can do, and then you've got Carlos Correa that you can move around the lineup, and Harrison Bader, let me say this too. I think tonight the Twins, because a bugaboo for them over the last couple of years has been they have not been smart running the bases. Carlos Correa, I understand when he had the RBI and then didn't think the ball was going to be cut off, made sure that he got tagged out after the run came across the plate. But this team has done a really good job of taking the extra base of the wild pitches. Harrison Bader being another guy that can steal some bases. I feel like they've kind of got a little bit of a different attitude on the base paths right now. And they seem like they're more aware and playing more heads up and a little more aggressive. And I think that also just helps keep the line moving.
Yeah. This is clearly they're playing their best baseball right now. And I just think that everybody's confidence is high. And as everybody gets back healthy, how are they going to look when Royce Lewis gets to rolling offensively? He has done nothing to this point.
When
everybody's, operating at full throttle, this team could be scary.
And hopefully, knock on wood, everybody's going to be healthy when that happens. And we're going to see the team that we're seeing now. And let me say this, Henry, because I saw the attendance, over 20,000 tonight. Two W's, I think, is what fans are going to need for them to kind of buy into this team. Because I feel like there's still some trepidation. That's warm weather and winning. Those combined, I think that's where you may start to kind of get more of a positive vibe from the fan base, because the team is now starting to do their job. Now they need to not let up. And with, us going to get into the, middle part of May, here comes the perfect time for fans to go back to the ballpark.
Yeah. All right. 651-461-9226. That's the phone number if you'd like to weigh in. But we'll get to our final segment, hopefully get into some highlights, and hopefully get into the clubhouse. Twins defeat the Giants 3-1 right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, final segment. Final pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins defeat the San Francisco Giants to get the weekend start off on the right foot. Before we go any further, I'd like to say to any of the mothers out there that are listening to the show tonight, happy Mother's Day weekend. That it should be awesome for you. The weather, you can't ask for anything better. I think it might even get to 90 on Sunday, possibly. Like, man, you've got to be kidding me. Summer has arrived.
Yes, it has.
See, not officially, but it feels like it.
See, this is why my wife is probably deciding to leave us on Mother's Day. She's going to be flying out to Texas. So, yeah. It'll probably be warmer here than it will be in San Antonio. I would laugh.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. All right, let's get to the highlights. Look, Byron Buxton is setting the table perfectly for this Twins offense, and he got a triple right off the bat earlier today. And then Trevor Larnach with an RBI single. Twins lead 1-0.
Buxton down the line, and Larnach loops one to left field. That's going to drop, and Buxton will score. Just the way you draw it up, it's 1-0 Twins.
I said to you earlier that Carlos Correa is starting to pick up the bat as well. Carlos Correa at the bottom of the fourth with an RBI single. Twins extend that lead to 2-0.
Here's Correa to bat. Ground ball right side. That's going to be a base hit. France going to be waved around. Skrimsky with the throw to the plate, strong arm. It's cut off by Lamont Wade, and they're going to go ahead and tag out Correa, forcing him to cut the ball. The run will count 2-0 Minnesota.
And how about Buxton in the bottom of the fifth? He continues to stay hot at the plate with a single here. Harrison Bader scored. It was an error in the outfield by the Giants. Twins at that particular time led 3-0.
And a pitch. Ground ball, base hit, left field. Bader can run. And Tommy Watt's going to hold him up. Now he's going to send him as the ball is misplayed by the left fielder, Ramos. 3-0 Minnesota. It'll be a base hit. Ramos charged with an error. Tommy Watkins had stopped Bader at third base.
And, you know, we talked about the star of the evening was Chris Paddock. The only thing that Chris Paddock gave up this evening was a solo home run from Matt Chapman.
Hits his ball high in the air to deep left field. Bader looking up. Base of the wall. Gone. Home run, Matt Chapman. So the seal is broken with two outs here in the seventh as Chapman goes deep to left, and it's a 3-1 ball game.
And that was the final score. Twins end up getting that victory 3-1. All right, let's head to the post game. Rocco Baldelli talking about Chris Paddock just came out guns blazing.
He came out firing. He was all over the strike zone. He made that happen. I mean, he was awesome. He was, it was like guns blazing, great fastball, off-speed stuff, commanded and used it about as well as I've seen him.
Rocco talking about Buxton. His triple, it got the guys going.
It's huge. We have a pretty right-handed lineup. When one of your right-handed bats, your leadoff hitter, goes out there and connects and drives one off the top of the wall for a triple and we score a run right off the bat, it gets everybody rolling a little bit. You know, it's certainly a huge lift. And you start the game with a rowdy and excited group of guys, which is what you want.
All right, let's hear from the pitcher, starting pitcher, winning pitcher, Chris Paddock. Thinking about a perfect game after the first?
I feel like we know that after the first inning. You know, you're lying if you say you're not. But after the third, fourth inning, it becomes real. After the fifth, it really, you know, I'm just trying to keep myself. I'm not a guy that's superstitious. You know, I'm not going to look at the same sunflower seed or have the same thoughts. You know, I'm human too. But I just told myself, you know, I honestly felt really relaxed in the dugout tonight and kind of kept some of that energy to take out onto the mound.
Seems a little premature to be talking about perfect games, but it's something that Ryan Jeffers talked about as well.
Yeah, you started to kind of get to that, what was it, when he gave it up, was it the sixth? Yeah, I think that's starting to get to the point where you're thinking about it a little bit. You think about it, but that's when you start to kind of get the A little bit nervous jitters there, a little bit.
Okay. All right. A little premature, though. Perfect. Perfect game, bit. Anyway.
I thought about it the minute that that Adames home run was overruled. That's when it entered my mind.
All righty, then. Well, look, it's been an awesome week for Twins baseball, going undefeated essentially this week. Hopefully they get another one tomorrow. They've got a good one on the mound, and Joe Ryan, everybody out there, have a happy Mother's Day weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday right here on The Good Neighbor on The Lake Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.